Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Lee Branham back on the show. Lee's a longtime member of our Bahrain Trust. He's a principal and a founder at Keeping the People. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books, The Seven Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. That's coming out in paperback next year. And then also his new book is called Re-Engage. And it's all about making sure that that you have a great place for people to work. And he's our good friend, Lee Branham. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Always great to be back with you.
And one of the things I was telling the audience in the early part of the hour, Lee, when I told them you were coming, is that the two things, and I've said this 1,000 times, the two things that small business owners, there's so many things that we do that big businesses are jealous about. But there are two things that the big businesses do that we should really try to follow them on. And that's their commitment to marketing, and number one. And number two is the human resources practices, especially the process they go through to hire the right people. And that's that is really an area that small business owners get themselves into a real bind. It creates a cause and effect domino scenario when they hire the wrong people. That's unbelievable. And if we would just take I'm turning the mirror, Lee, I'm turning this finger back on me too. I'm not as good at it as I need to be, and that's the hiring process. Talk to us about that.
Well, that's right, Jim. I mean, the statistics show that even the people that do the best hiring usually get it right only 60 to 70% of the time. That's the best people.
That's scary.
Even in big corporations, and so it's a highly imperfect process.
But when they make a bad hire, that gets absorbed. That activity, that result gets absorbed into their big operation. We make a bad hire, it's 25% of our operation, maybe, or 10% or whatever.
That's right. That's exactly right. There's much more high stakes for small business people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there are certain human frailties we're all subject to when we hire. And, I have this presentation I did called The 15 Pitfalls of Hiring. And, I thought we could talk about some of those today.
Right. No, absolutely. Let's do a couple of those.
Well, the number one is hiring in too big a hurry, And when you need somebody today, and you think you can't wait to find the right person, and then you bring people in because they can fog a mirror, and you hire in too big a hurry, you're really prone to making a mistake at that point.
But Lee, I just told you, I lost a person that was a fourth of my workforce. We're in a bind here. I need somebody right now.
Well, you're better off getting a temporary person or a consultant that you don't commit to long term than to bring in somebody full-time permanent. That way you can test them before you take them on full time.
I'll tell you something. I'm going to stick something in here that I really have become a true believer in. And I mean, I am really, and frankly, when I think about how many years I didn't do this, it embarrasses me a little bit. But I'm now a true believer in the intern process.
Yes, sir.
Folks, there is a local college of some kind within driving distance of your business, and there are interns. These are people who are in their last year of college, and they are looking for a place to intern. There's somebody in that college who's in charge of placing interns, and I'll tell you something. We've had great success with that, and it really is and especially these days, Lee, with all the skills and capability these young people are coming to the workforce with, it's a great place to find good people, and you get to try them out for a while.
Exactly, and there's an old saying that you want to dip the cloth in the dye in the corner in a small area before you dye the whole cloth.
I like that.
You know,
Yeah.
And so it allows you to do that. You test them, and a high percentage of interns end up being full-time workers.
Well, look at this. See, if you've got an intern coming in, they usually, typically they're springtime. A lot of times, not always, but typically they're springtime. You got an intern coming in there. They're filling in. They're doing some. They're helping out. And if you lose an employee, they can at least take up the slack, and you still haven't made, and it gives you time to either to consider them, or to go through the process of hiring another person. And
that's right.
And you don't get yourself into a bind. But I want to say one last thing about the interns, Lee, before we go to the break. Folks, pay your interns. Pay them minimum wage if you need to, but pay them something. Don't just use them without paying them. I know historically people didn't pay interns. Pay your interns. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. More to come with Lee Branham after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.